This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A proposal to make it easier for workplaces to fully unionize in Colorado has cleared its first hurdle at the Capitol. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Under what's known as the Labor Peace Act, 75% of employees have to agree in a second vote before a union can fully represent their workplace. Senate Bill 5 would repeal that vote and allow workers to unionize with a simple majority. Fred Redstone, the National Secretary Treasurer for the AFL-CIO.
The laws of this state are actively hostile to Coloradans' right to choose a union and freely negotiate for better pay and workplace safety and an urgent need of reform.
Business opponents argue the current law keeps Colorado's economy strong and prices lower. And they say it wouldn't be fair for a union to collect fees if many workers don't want it. J.J. Ament heads the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce.
And with Colorado's cost of living increasingly as anti-competitive, any additional deductions against the employee's will should be opposed.
Even though the measure passed the committee with unanimous Democratic support, it faces an uphill battle. Governor Jared Polis says he won't sign the bill unless business gets on board, too. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
The Adams County Sheriff, Gene Claps, has sued his county commissioners because he was fired years ago. Claps says he was removed without cause when the previous sheriff was elected. That case is now in a federal civil trial in Denver. It is unusual because the current sheriff is sitting opposite from his own county-paid attorneys. Sheriff Claps, along with three others, were fired in 2019. They allege the terminations were political. The county says there's no proof of that and that the then-sheriff simply wanted to choose his own executive team. This is CPR News, NKRCC.